on Kafav Amud Aleph, middle of the page, the Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah says, O Pesach Eskaviso, V'Maschil V'Sasso Al Gava Regel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmor, V'Chachamim Armim Lo Yigmor. What happened? A person, say the Pasha talking about a Chaver, a person that's trustworthy on Trumas and Mises and everything in Tuma, and he was selling his wine on the regal. So he said that even though the Amarazzi might touch it, whatever, during the regal, but it's during the regal, everything's okay. So he opened up his chavit of wine to sell it on the regal, or he maska bisas, so he was selling his baked goods also during the regal, so everything was okay. Now the question is, what happens if he has leftovers? Can he, because now it's not the regal anymore, so can he at least put it, can he continue selling it after, at least the leftovers? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmor, yeah, he can, after the regal, at least it was left over in his barrel, he can continue selling it, whereas Chachamim Armim Lo Yigmor, he cannot continue selling it. Okay, Rashi. He opened up his barrel to sell his wine Yerushalayim during the regal. Anybody who comes there starts, you know, touching it and stuff like that. Also so it becomes tameh. But during the regal, it's not tameh. So the question is, now the regal's over, can he at least continue selling it? Lo yigmor. Says Rachamim, Achar Regel, Afa Pi Sheva Regel, Ein Tahari. But the law Tahara Tan Tahara, Ella Sheva Regel Hakol Chavirim. Not that they're really Tahar, but we say that everybody has a din, like we saw yesterday from the Pasuk, that during the Regel they have a din of Chavirim. Aval Achar Regel, Magao Tame, Limafreya. But now that the Regel's over, so now it kicks in again, the Tumah that was Limafreya that they touched it during the Regel. But azara, we're going to see that they used to purify all the kalim in the base of Migdash after the regal, because even during the regal everything is okay, but then after the regal, limafrei, all the tumah comes back, and therefore you have to purify everything. So same thing over here. Really, we should say that now that the regal is over, everything's tameh, and I should be able to continue selling it. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says you could, yigmor. Why? The time of Farsh Beseches Beitza get Gimel Dvarim Hutru Sofan Mishum Tchilasim V'zeh Kemochet. Right, there's certain things that the Chachamim allowed to do the Hutru V'Sofan in the end because of the beginning. In other words, Shima Taomer Lo Yigmor Afu Lo Yetchil Vein Mazon Matsui Lo Liregalim. In other words, we're going to tell the salespeople, you know, you should realize that whatever you're going to have left over, you won't be able to sell afterwards, after the regal's over. So they said, what? You know, forget it. I'm not going to, why should I bother opening my barrel of wine if I'm going to have to, you know, we'll be able to sell the leftovers. So they're not going to open, and then they're not going to sell, and there's not going to be food available for people. So therefore, in order to allow, make sure people open up their barrels and stuff, we tell them, don't worry, if you left over, you can continue selling it. That'll encourage them to sell, and there'll be food around. Okay. The Gemara now. Yasi Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Akila the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha were sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Pasachad ve'amar. So one of them said the following. Now this is going in the Shita of the Chachamim. Right? We said the Chachamim said in the Mishnah that lo yigmor. Right? Once after the regal, you can't continue selling because everything's tamei now. So the question is, within the Chachamim Shita, Maushi ani chen le regal acher. In other words, I can't sell that, now the regal's over, but can I put it aside, and then the next regal comes along, then sell them, because again they have a din of, that everything's okay during the regal. So can I put it aside to the next regal? Amale, so we don't know which one was talking to whom in this discussion, but one of them said back to the other one who asked the question, Yal hakol memashle shimba ve'at amart yanichenu leregel acher. He says, how can you leave it? Everybody's touching it. We said all the amaratim during the regal, right? So how can you leave it to the next regal? So Amar Lei, so the one that asked says back to him, Atu Ada Ibna Lav Yana Komi Mashmim Shimba. So what about during the regal itself? Everybody's touching it, but during the regal it's not a problem. So can I leave it to the next ring? So Amar Lei, Hachi Ashtek, what's the comparison? Bishlama Ada Ibna Tumasama Aretz, Veregal Rachamana Tahara. Until now, during the regal, the Torah, as we said, mastered and said it's okay. But Elahashta, Tmei, but now it's Tamei for the next regal. Right? Meaning that when what is that they have? They have to, if something is Tahor, okay, that the and then the regal comes in, and then the Amaratim, it doesn't become Tamei. Right? It goes in the regal, and when the regal started, it's fine. He opens up his barrel, everything's fine, it's all Tahor. So, because it's a regal, it won't become Tamei. The regal stops it from becoming Tamei at this point. Okay? But something which is Tamei and comes into the regal doesn't make it Tahor. Okay? So therefore over here, since they touched it and they said during the regal was okay. After the regal, we said retroactively became Tamei, because this is in Shita Sacham, Lo Yigmor. Okay, so now it's Tamei. So what do you want to do? Wait till the next regal, and the regal will Mitahir it? The regal doesn't Mitahir. The regal, if it's Tahor, it can remain that way. But it doesn't make it something Tahor. Whereas, so they bring down the three evidences. So what's the other sheet that's new? So how could the other sheet just say that you could leave it? The other sheet would say that if something would just happen to, you know, something was Tommy, the regular doesn't make a Tahor. But here, if you plan to leave over, you know, just at the last minutes of the regular, you say, okay, I'm going to keep this for the next regular, then it could be, puts it into isolation. And then it doesn't become Tamei per se, because I'm not gonna after the regal's over, I'm not gonna use it. I'm putting it aside. And then the next regal, so it's going from Tara to Tara. It didn't become Tamei. It only becomes Tamei if you leave it some and you keep selling it. But here, I'm not gonna keep selling it. As soon as the regal's over, I'm putting it aside, so it never really became in a state of Tamei. That would be other Shita. Okay. Some Rashi's here. This is again, I'll leave it to Rabbanan by. We're asking according to Shita Rabbanan that said you're not allowed to continue it after the regal. Can I leave for the next regal? Atu Aidna and Koyame a regal, Lomimash Mashuba call the Vatarta of a regal. Everybody touches it during the regal and that's okay. Tmeyahi, Lima Freya. It's Tame, as we said, as soon as the regal's over, Lima Freya. The Chaver, Eno Rashai Limkor, Davar, Shu Tame Lulam. And the problem is, a chaver is not allowed to sell something tamei, and therefore he can't sell it after the regal. And he has some yesh beforeshim, which I didn't understand so well. I'll just read it. The yesh beforeshim osab be ama aretz. In other words, that not till now we're talking about the chaver, right? Who is, as Rashi said before, that's selling selling his wares. But he said some beforeshim say to talk about the ama aretz. But he doesn't like that. The yesh shalomar ba ama aretz that he the ama aretz should lo yigmor. Why did the meat saitlan? He's going to listen to us. V'halo Amar Omer. He's going to say shalchatame v'shalitor. Mine is good. Yours isn't good. V'imtza lo mechaverav harbe v'imsheishim kolam. He's going to find a lot of chaverim and he's going to sell it to them. V'im baal esor shlo yikhu chaverim imenu yikul v'yikul mibaylan. If you're talking about if he's going to find chaverim that are going to buy from him or not. Then the Lashon shouldn't be Yigmor lo Yigmor, should say, can they buy or can they not buy? Yikhu lo yikhu mi bayali. V'od amar mesechet beitza, shazuki echad mi gimel dvarim, like I said before, shutru sofen mitzkilatzen. V'hi, if we're talking about b'ami haaretz, then afili lo sharis le ligmor. Still, nikhalei, still happy, b'mai de mezabim b'red, what he can sell in the regal. Okay. Fine, the Gemara continues. Neima kitanai. So now the Gemara wants to suggest that this machlekes we saw up above between Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that again in the Shitas Chachami that says you cannot continue selling it, can you leave it over to the next regular or not? We said some machlekes. So this is Luchura we're suggesting is a machlekes Tanaim Marit. The Tani Chada, we have one bright that says Yanichenu, you can leave the barrel over, but Tani the regular here, the Tani Idach Lo Yanichenu the regular here, you can't leave it over to the next regular. So good, so that's exactly the machlokes we had up above, whether you can leave it over to next regular or not. So my la tanai, isn't it not a this machlokes tanai? Where it says, no, ha diktani yanichenu Rabbi Yehuda, he is Rabbi Yehuda, ve ha diktani lo yanichenu is Rabbanan. meaning that if this machlokes tanaim over here, this brisa, is not what we the same that we were speaking about before within the shita of the Rav Chachamim that say after it's over the regal, then it's tamei now. Can you leave it to the next thing? Yeah, that's what we were discussing. Yes or no? Now this machlokes is not talking about this machlokes is going back to our original machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, that is, can you continue eating after the regel? Right? And therefore, the one that says, lo yanichenu, means you can't leave it for the next time, means that shitas Chachamim, that soon as the regel's over, it's tamei. Therefore, lo yanichenu. And the mandam and the brisa here that says, yes, yanichenu, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that says after the chag you could continue. Okay? So in other words, it's nothing to do with within the Chachamim, what Yanichen or Lon Yichenu, it's the Machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Gemara doesn't like that so much. Why? Betizbara, ha Rabbi Yehuda Yigmor Chamar. Meaning it doesn't fit in so well with the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Because what are we timing now? Then when it says Yanichenu, that's Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean Yanichenu? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to say Yanichenu. Rabbi Yehuda could say, soon as the regal's over, you can use it. You don't have to. I can leave it to the next thing. You don't have to leave it. You can use it right off as the song's over if it's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, fine. Ela hadiktani lo yanichenu v'hadiktani yanichenu is the following is Rabbanan. Hadiktani lo yanichenu, that's Rabbi Yehuda. V'hadiktani yanichenu, that's Rabbanan lehafek. And therefore, you have to say the yanichenu sheit tzarich lanicha. Meaning, so we're still keeping that. It is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, except we're just flipping it around the opposite way. In other words, when it says, Yanichenu, that's Rabbanan. How could that be? That's fine, because that was one of the shitas we saw before. That in the Rabbanan, it could be that you could leave it over, you can't use it right after the regal, but you could leave it for the next one, according to the Machlokes. Right? So now we're saying, this Yanichenu Braisa is the Rechachamim, that say, it does become Tami right after, but you could leave it for the next regal, Yanichenu. I lo Yanichenu, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But that you have to touch up if it says, lo Yanichenu means you don't need to Yanichenu. Lo Yanichenu means lo tarich, you don't have to. Meaning, as soon as the regal's over, you can use it already. So there's no need to Yanichenu. Lo Yanichenu means you don't have to leave it over. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Rashi. My love tonight, he said, lo, hadiktani yanichenu, it's Rabbi Yehuda, vaktani lo yanichenu, it's Rabbanan, v'tizbar v'hav Rabbi Yehuda yigmar chamar, el hadiktani yanichenu, Rabbanan, v'hadiktani lo yanichenu, Rabbi Yehuda yi, v'may lo yanichenu, v'chule. Now we're going to go back, and Rashi says, my love tonight, v'alibad Rabbanan, isn't this a machlekes tanaim? Alibad Rabbanan says, lo yigmar, whether you can leave it or not. V'tizbar by now, we'd have an answer to what we said before, that it's a pluk, that Rabbi Yehuda tanaim, he wants to know, what's the din? It's a machlokes tanaim. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishamar regel. So the regel's over. Now, what did they do in the Beit HaMikdash? Mavirin altar sazara. So they would now cleanse or whatever, purify the azara and the kelim that were now touched during the regel, perhaps by the Amoratim, they would put in the mikvah. And retire all the kelim. Abar haregel. Liyom Shishi means if the regel was over on Thursday, then on Erev Shabbos lo ayum avirin. They wouldn't do this process. Why? Make for the Shabbos, because the Kohenim have to be busy with their own, getting ready for Shabbos at home. So therefore, they couldn't be busy all Yom Shishi, doing this Tara process. Rabbi Yehuda Omer aflo biyom Chamishi. He said, even if the chag is over on Wednesday, on Thursday they wouldn't even do this Tara process. Why? She'ein ha-kohanim pnuyim, because the kohanim are not available, even on Thursday. So the Gemara says right away, Tana, what does that mean, they're not pnuyim? She'ein ha-kohanim pnuyim means milhotzi badeshen. In other words, during the whole chag, they dafka let all the ashes on the mizbeach pile up. Because it's supposed to be like noy for the mizbeach to show all the korbanos that were brought in the chag. So then, as soon as the chag's over, the first thing you got to do is clear off all the session. It's a big job. So therefore, they're not panui on Yom Chesed Chag ended on Wednesday, so the first thing they do on Thursday is walk clear off the Mizbeach, and that takes a long time, and they're very busy with that, so they don't have time to purify the Kelim. Okay, Rashi. Mavirin Altar Sazara. Mavirin Es Kelim Im Koman. We take them from their place, let Bilam to Toivol Dem Altar Sazara. Bitumas Amare Haaretz. Shenagu Behem Beregel, that touched them. Sha'abal Pish Asana Katuv Chavirim Beregel, Lomi Bnei Shatari Mehen. That which the Pasuk said, like we said, that during the Regel, the Amaratim are considered Tahar, not because they're actually really Tahar. Hilkach lachar regel magan tamin lafreya. Again, once the regel's over, then limafreya, the tumah comes back. Mipnei kfot Shabbos on Friday, they're busy kfot Shabbos. Ayu akonim tzrichim litasek ish beveito betzarchi Shabbos. Everybody's own household has to take care of getting ready for Shabbos. Then we said after yom chamishi as well. Imavar regel yom chamishi means Wednesday was over and Thursday is the first day after. Ein madbilim even then ad lachar Shabbos. Why? It says the Gemara Lefisha Ein Akonim Pnuyim Vemotze Yom Tov Lad Bilan. They're busy. Shetrudim Lotzi Yadeshen Shal Tapuach, because they all in the Tapuach, the middle of the Mizbeach, with the pile of ashes. So they have to be busy taking that out. Shebeem Tzav Mizbeach Shekipsu Sham Kol Yemotze Regel Kol Deshen Shal Maracha. All the Deshen is there. The Dafka didn't clear it out during the Chag, like we said, to make the Mizbeach look nice, and now they have to do that. Okay, last Mishnah of the second. Ketzad Mavirim Altar Zazara. So how did they used to do this? Madbilim as a Kelim Shayub and Migdash. They would toivel all the Kelim in the Migdash. The Omrim, and during the Rego, they would say Lahem to the Kohanim that were Amri Haaretz. We would tell them during the Rego, Hizaru Shalotigu B'Sholchan. Be careful, we would tell them during the Rego, don't touch the Sholchan though. Why? As we're going to see, because Shulchan's a problem, you're not allowed to remove it to toilet. And therefore, if it comes to Tameh, it's a problem. Therefore, we'd warn the Kohanim, the Amaretzim, that our Tameh, don't touch the Shulchan. Kol HaKem Shayuv HaMikdash Yesh Lehem Shni V'Shlashim. All the Kelim Mikdash had the reserve, second, third, She'im Nitmu HaRishonim Yaviu HaShnim. That if the first ones would get Tameh, they can bring the second ones and use them Tachteyem. And if they would get tummy, they can use the third one until they're toivel. The other ones are toivel. Kol kelim shayuv migdash tunim tfila. All the kelim and the migdash have to be toivel after the rego because of the tuma of the rego. Chutz mi mizbeach azav and mizbeach nechoshes. The mizbechot do not have to be toivel. Why? Mipnei shein kekarka, because they have a din like karka. It says mizbeach adama taseli, and therefore it's a din of karka which doesn't become tummy. Divei Rebbe Eliezer, Chachamim Amrim, Mipnei Shem Mitzupim, because they're covered. So the Gemara is going to discuss what that means, because it seems that would be a reason why it should become Tameh, not become Tameh. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Amrim Lehem, Nekonim Amei Haaretz Berega. We tell them, don't touch them, he's the Shulchan. Right? He's Arush Losigabu Shulchan. Shalo Yuchlu Ladbilo Lachar Regel. Because you can't toivel it after the regal. Because you're not allowed to move the shulchan from its place. Why? It has to always be there. So you can't move the shulchan. So therefore, they told him not to make it tameh. Tunim tfilas is rashi v'pnei tumas haregel. They have toivel things. Chutz mi mizbeach adam mizbeach nechoshes v'pnei shen kekarka shakasuv karu mizbeach adama. The pasuk calls them the mizbeach adama. The shulchan ha'amran and the Shulchan as well, is they told them not to, so they didn't have to toil that either. Okay, let's do a little bit of the Gemara. The Kohanim Amaratim. Well, good question. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Tana. We learned in a bright. So Hizaru Shema Tigu Bashulchan Uba Menorah. So here we have a bright which adds the menorah, which we didn't have. We had in our Mishnah that they told the Kohanim Amaratim, don't touch the Shulchan. Now we have a brayso that it adds, don't have the shulchan or the menorah. So, tana zidan, my time a lotani menorah. Why did our Mishnah not also tell, you know, goris menorah as well? The Gemara answers, because shulchan ksib beitamid. It says, like we said, by the shulchan, the word tamid. And therefore, it has to always be there, can't be moved. That's what they said, don't touch it, because we won't be able to move it. But the menorah, look, see, but tamid isn't, say tamid by the menorah, and therefore, you can move the menorah, so you could toggle it if you can't stop it. The idach, so what about the brisa? Why didn't the brisa, you know, it didn't say tamid, whatever, so what's the problem? Why did they say you can't, why would they warn them not to touch the menorah? So the Gemara answers, came in the ksiv esa menorah, no chacha shulchan, it says that to be nochach shulchan means it has to be always be next to the shulchan. It says a shulchan can't be moved, so the menorah can't be moved either. It has to be nochach always. So it's like as if it says tamid. I the idach. What about our Mishnah? Why doesn't it? You know, look, why don't we say that it can't be moved either, and therefore you have to warn them about the menorah also? The more answer is ahu when that pasuk that says nochach shulchan is only likvo lamakom. So it's telling us where it's located. It's not that it has to always be there and it can't move. It's telling us that where is the menorah? It's next to the shulchan. Okay, Rashi. Menorah luchsi b'tamid. Kolomar tmidin hamurin b'menorah. That, you know, even if it says the lashon of tamid by the menorah, but lo tamid yom b'layla kamar. Ela tamid milayla lelayla. In other words, there's a difference between constant and consistent. Right? The shulchan has to be constantly there, whereas the tamid can also mean consistent. You have to be consistent always, every day you have to do this, but honestly, not that it's constant. So therefore, the menorah is constantly there, but the tamid by the menorah has to be consistently lit every single day, like overnight. But it wasn't constantly lit. It was at during the day. It wasn't. Demi erevad boker ksiv. Ten la midas hashemen sheyesh la kadei lit like mi erevad boker. So it was only lit overnight. Lefika kol hayom ata yachol l'salka uladvila. If you're during the daytime, not a problem. You can take it and toivel it. Aval tamid hamur b'shulchan. That's constant, right? Tamid yom v'laylahu. The Mishabbos l'Shabbos who aruch alav. The Lechem Apanim is there constantly from Shabbos to Shabbos.
The Lechem
Apanim
is also constant?
No. Well, yeah.
More
right. On the Shulchan also. Yeah. But they say that even they would push one out and put the other one in. Yeah. Kelas Rashi, Nochach Shulchan. So it means, it says Nochach Shulchan. Kol Zman Shulchan Sham, Teyem Menorah Nochacho. Therefore, that the Brisa says the menorah also has to be constant because it has to be together with the shulchan.